I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trianos of the Trianos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and my guest today on Inside the Brand is Clive McLean, President and CEO of EuroRSCG Discovery. Hi, Clive.
Hi there, Robert.
Just about every marketer I talk with today, frankly, they're talking about the need for better customer engagement. In addition to David Franklin from Forrester's Research, he's written a considerable amount about total customer engagement agencies being the future. So with all this dialogue, I thought it would make sense to take a deeper look at what defines great customer engagement and, just as importantly, how we measure and track it over time. So Clive McLean, as many people may know, is the CEO of EuroRSCG Discovery. His company recently developed the Customer Engagement Index, which is fascinating, the only tool available to brands today to help them measure and manage their brand's customer engagement. So Clive, I think this is a fascinating tool. Tell us more about the brands and the methodology behind Customer Engagement Index.
Well, thank you, Robert. Yeah, we actually conducted the research this year. We included 105 brands across 24 different categories and did near 4,600 online interviews. And what we did was interview the customers of those 105 brands. And what we were looking to do was actually look at what is the level of customer engagement that these customers have with the brand, not just CRM as it was in the old days of customer relationship marketing, but more looking at customer engagement marketing across which channels, how many channels, etc., and what's the level of the relationship. So that was the basis of the study that we conducted this year.
So what exactly does the index measure, and what insights does it provide about the brand?
What it measures, it's a customer-centric tool that measures the quality of the person's perceived brand relationship. It also measures the stickiness of a brand by examining that quality and quantity of the engagement and the willingness of that customer to recommend the brand. One of the things it looks at is the type and strength of the relationship. And we identified eight different styles, from devoted to I hate you at the bottom end of the scale, and then others in between that are a difference between both emotional and more functional brand relationships. The second element was the type and strength of the touch points that the customer was across traditional media, digital media, user-generated content, etc. And with those, between those, we get the overall relationship score, and then we also are able to measure the engagement score for the brand.
So it sounds really interesting, but a lot of tools are great at highlighting, frankly, customer insights, but very few provide marketers with actionable recommendations.
We kept that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We kept that in mind. One of the things we started off from the beginning was saying that this has to be actionable, not just nice to know information. So, as we look at the two engagement scores, what it actually takes us to is it identifies the most efficient white space for marketing for the brand. And so there are two basic outputs that come out of it. One is the engagement improvement multiplier, which is derived from the interaction of the relationship style and the desire recommend, and it suggests how we move people from one style to another and move them up the relationship chain. The other is the message and touchpoint map, which analyzes the attributes core to each relationship style and then recommends what's the most suitable channel and what are the most relevant messages that the brand should use to communicate with these customers. So it does give you two outputs that are very specific in terms of both action on relationship and how what to say and how to get to the customers through which channel.
If brand marketers, Clive, if they follow the recommendations of how you track and measure these over time, what are the changes?
What we do, this is a tracking study. I mean, we'll be including the same brands and obviously expanding it as we go and including new media as we go along and as that develops too. But this is a brand tracking study. So what we do with our clients right now that are working with us is this is a definitive value of brand engagement at this point in time. We can then, based on the recommendations, track what we did and what activities and initiatives we took to move the brand engagement index up. And then obviously, whether it's some of our clients are asking us to track this over every 3-month period, some of it 6, some of us 12 months. But it's a tracking study that actually is able to show cause and effect. So what did we do and what was the outcome of it? So, and very, very measurable in terms of what we did and where we're going.
It sounds like you're really turning an art into a science.
We're trying. We're definitely trying. And I think this is the first step in a direction. And as we improve this tool and enhance it as we go, I think it will get even better over time.
Clive, how about an example? Can you give the listeners an example of either a brand or a category level?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I took one that's very generic, like the supermarket category, you know, we included brands like Safeway, Kroger, and we also included brands like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, just to see what that looked like. And so, for instance, when you look at the relationship index, you know, most of the Safeways and the Krogers sit in what we call the rewarding category. The relationship is based on rewards, either in terms of discounts or coupons that you give me. The downside to this relationship is it's very transactional. They're not very loyal. They're open to alternatives. When you look at Trader Joe's relationship profile, they have a very high index in the devoted category. And for devoted customers, there is no alternative. They are absolutely devoted to the brand. And they also have a very high index in the dedicated category, which is not quite as high as devoted, but they're still very brand loyal. So when you look at that and then you look at their channel mix, Trader Joe's is using a lot of digital and social media and very little brand and advertising media, whereas the other two are cored in those. So again, it starts to show where even current brands have created white space and how they're doing it.
It's really interesting. What advice do you have to marketers then?
Yeah, I think the advice is you can't affect change and know where you're going if you don't know where you are currently with your customers. So my advice would be is if customer engagement's what you measured by and where you want to move forward in terms of improving that, my advice is to document or at this point in time, put a stake in the ground and say, where are we right now with our customers? What kind of relationships do we have overall? You know, where are the opportunities? And then measure your outputs and yourselves as marketers against that as you go forward. Make it an intrinsic part of both what you produce and the channels that you use, as well as your own performance and effectiveness.
Clive, if anyone wants to see and learn more about this, are there any websites they can go to?
Absolutely. If they'd like to go to my blog site, I've just put some more information up on that. It is www.insighted.blog, spelled INSIGHTED, blog, all one word, .com. So www.insighted.blog.com.
Great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
If you want a meaningful relationship with your customers, don't let the other guy sleep with them. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. Smartphones are not the future of marketing, they're the present. 79% of consumers use smartphones to help with shopping. And they're so attached to those phones, according to a Sinovate study, two-thirds even sleep with them right by their sides. Yet only one out of five brands has a mobile-friendly website. And with three-fourths of consumers choosing what to buy before they ever reach the store, that's a serious missed opportunity. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we use data insights to find your best prospects and engage them with your brand, including through mobile. So in that moment they reach out to you, you'll be there with a satisfying touchpoint right when they want you most. To find out more about data-driven customer engagement, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.